Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Sorry, I just had a little laugh. My brain was like, you gotta talk. Okay, let's talk. Hey, real quick, let's say, follow me on social media. Instagram and Twitter is at DictionaryPod. My personal is at SpeedJampar. Rate and review this show. That is what you gotta do. Share it. Subscribe to it. Get those downloads. Make me feel happy. Give me the dopamine. Call the Google Voice number and leave a voicemail. Let me know if you are okay with me putting it in a show. The number is 917-727-5757. It's in the show notes. Buy some merchandise for this show. There is a TeePublic link in the show notes as well. Join the Patreon for as little as $1 a month. You get some early episodes. You get some exclusives. Hopefully there's more stuff coming. Maybe even some things that are unrelated to the dictionary, other projects that I'm going to work on. Maybe I could put some stuff up there for that stuff. Cool stuff. What else? I think this is about as most of the stuff. I think that's pretty good. Jonah and Tom have made my theme song, so go check out their musical stuff. All right, that's good enough for now. The first word in this episode is duplex. D-U-P-L-E-X, first form. It's an adjective. This one's an adjective from 1567. 1A, having two principal elements or parts. And the synonyms are double and twofold. So anything that has two main things about it, it can be described as duplex. 1B, having two complementary polynucleotide strands of DNA or of DNA and RNA. That is also duplex. That's in the chemistry world. Number two, allowing telecommunication in opposite directions simultaneously. I don't know if that's impressive, but it sounds impressive. It's telecommunications in opposite directions, so maybe that's like sending a signal and receiving a signal at the same time. I don't think it means sending it to the left and sending it to the right. I don't think it's that one. Sending and receiving at the same time is duplex, I think. I hope I'm right. Oh, let's see the etymology. It's from the Latin duo, which means two, and then the suffix plex, P-L-E-X, which I guess means the suffix fold. So fold suffix and plex suffix mean the same thing, I guess? All right. Well, we got to wait a couple of years until we get to fold. Okay, well, this is definitely the duplication episode, so I kind of want to make a sound of like, doo 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 doo. That's not good. We'll see what happens. That was the sound effect I made right before I hit the record button, or something like that, and it just made me chuckle, and then I had to record. Okay, doo blub 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 blub. The next word is the second form of duplex. This is a transitive verb from 1833, and it means to make duplex. Making something have two principal elements, or the telecommunications, or the DNA and the RNA, something like that, you're duplexing it. Duplo, 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 duplo. The third form of duplex is a noun from 1922. Something duplex. So anything that is duplex is something that's duplex, and it is a duplex as A. This is the first sub-definition. A is a two-family house. These are very interesting. You make a big old house, and it looks like a normal house with the roof and the porch and all that stuff, but it's split right down the middle. So there's a family who lives on the left side, and there's a family who lives on the right side. And I guess, you know, you get to feel like you live in a house, but you only get to live in half of a house. So hopefully it's a pretty big house, so you get the same amount of space that you would have otherwise. Does it make it cheaper? Probably. You're probably, like, splitting the property taxes or something. I don't know. They're kind of cool houses. I don't have any experience with a duplex. B. The synonym is duplex apartment. So I guess this would be a similar idea. It's just split down the middle. Two main parts. Would you call, like, a two-flat? Would that be a duplex apartment, the top apartment and the bottom apartment? Or does it have to be split left and right? Or front and back. It would be really cool if you made one that's like split along the angle, like there's a diagonal splitting it, and so you have like one person has the whole first floor or most of the first floor and then a little bit of the second floor, and the other people have most of the second floor and a little bit of the first floor. That would be cool. Can somebody do that? And then C is a duplex molecule of DNA or of RNA and DNA. It's a duplex molecule. Doop, bloop, doop, bloop, 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 bloop. Next is duplex apartment. Two words. So let's, maybe it'll give us more information on what this is exactly. Noun from circa 1925. An apartment having rooms on two floors. Oh, okay. So I guess, yeah, well, it might be in a building that's split down the middle. So left side is one apartment, right side is another apartment. But what it means more specifically is that one apartment has two floors. So there's, you got stairs or an elevator for one apartment unit, I guess. That's a duplex apartment. So the two main elements of the duplex apartment are the floors. Hmm. Isn't there a movie called Duplex or something? It's a silly movie. Doop, bloop, doop, bloop, doop, doop, bloop, bloop. Next is duplexer. Duplexer, noun from circa 1932. A switching device that permits alternate transmission and reception with the same radio antenna. Ah, yes, so this is the sending and the receiving. This is what we saw in the duplex adjective. Opposite directions simultaneously. So with this duplexer, it allows for transmission and reception, sending and receiving, with the same antenna. So amazing, the technology that people were able to come up with back in the 1932s. Doop, bloop, doop, bloop, doop, 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 bloop. The next word is duplicate. Duplicate. This is the first form, and it is an adjective from the 15th century. 1. Consisting of or existing in two corresponding or identical parts or examples, as in duplicate invoices. So they're the same. They consist of or exist in two corresponding or identical parts or examples. I guess maybe you got to duplicate your invoices because when you're working at a company, you got to maybe give one person or one group of people one invoice, and you got to give other people the same invoice. Got to duplicate it, maybe even triplicate it. Number 2, being the same as another, as in duplicate copies. That's what copies are. They're duplicates over and over again. I guess it depends on how many you got, how many duplicates you got. So this is from the Latin verb duplicare, which means to double, the action of doubling a thing, making a copy of it. Making copies, the duplicator, making copies. the duplicator duplicating. Speaking of, doop-la-doop-la-doop-la-doop-la-doop. The second form is pronounced duplicate because it is a verb from the 15th century, starting with transitive. One, to make double or twofold. Twice the thing is duplicating it. Cells, when they divide, they are duplicating themselves. Which one is the original? We'll never know. It doesn't matter. 2A. To make a copy of. As in, oh, a cell duplicates itself when it divides. I did not read that example ahead of time. You know, that's the standard example of something that is doubling itself. 2B. To produce something equal to, as in, trying to duplicate last year's success. Oh, we want to make it just the same as last year, or even possibly better. Do you think we can duplicate it? The people who planned last year's party, they did such a good job. I just want to do this the same level of goodness, but or maybe better. Please and thank you. C. What is this? 2C. To do over or again, often needlessly. To do over or again, often needlessly, as in duplicated effort. Oh, yes, needlessly is the important part there. You don't want to duplicate your work. You just maybe want to check it once or twice, but, you know, I hate duplicating work. It's got to happen sometimes, you know. You got to do it sometimes, but if we can avoid duplicating our efforts and our work, I think that would be the best thing. Okay, here is intransitive, which is to become duplicated. So if you are the cell, or you are the paper, or you are the what could you be? You are the party that is being duplicated. Also, the synonym repeat. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Duplicative, that is an adjective. Duplicative. Same etymology as before. Duplicate. No, this one would be pronounced duplicate. This is the third form, and it is a noun from 1532. Duplicate. 1A. Either of two or either. Either or either. Either way is fine. Either way is fine. Either of two things exactly alike and usually produced at the same time or by the same process. Well, I like toys, cars, those are made in batches of a whole bunch at the same time. So I guess those would be duplicates. 1B, an additional copy of something, as a book or stamp, already in a collection. Oh, I already have that 1835 nickel. I don't need another one. Just throw it away in the garbage. I don't need a duplicate of that thing. I've already got the rookie Michael Jordan basketball card. I don't want another one. I don't need that duplicate. I already have that very rare upside-down airplane stamp. I don't need another one. Take your duplicate and shove it. Number two, one that resembles or corresponds to another. The synonym is counterpart. They go hand in hand. They're part of the same thing. They're missing pieces to each other. 3. Two identical copies. And that is used in the phrase, in duplicate. The same things. A synonym for the whole thing, I guess, is the word reproduction. Reproducing something, you're making duplicates of that thing. Doop-doop-doop-doop-doop-doop-doop-doop. Duplicate bridge. I think it would be pronounced that way. Duplicate bridge. Two words. Noun from 1926. A tournament form of contract bridge in which identical deals are played in order to compare individual scores. Oh, that's very cool. So if I understand correctly, one group of people gets the cards are organized in a certain way, and then the other group of people get the same cards organized in the same way, so then you can see who plays it best. That's a really good way to figure out who's the best. Who is the true winner? I like that very much. You got, you know, it's a scientific experiment. You got, you need a control. The cards are the control. And so, and then the players are the variables. I think that's how that would work. That's very cool. Maybe next time when I'm with all my family who play bridge, maybe we can get two teams going and they can play duplicate bridge. Same card, same order, everything. Duplication is next. Noun from the 15th century. 1A, the act or process of duplicating. 1B, the quality or state of being duplicated. 2, the synonyms are duplicate, no, that would be duplicate, and counterpart. They are duplicates and counterparts to each other. 3, a part of a chromosome in which the genetic material is repeated, also the process of forming a duplication. So it's a part, I wonder what context this is exactly. The part of a chromosome where the genetic material is repeated. This, I'm fascinated and confused by what exactly that means. I don't know enough about chromosomes to fully understand it. Interesting. It's a duplication. Duplicator is next. This ends in an O-R. Noun from 1893. One that duplicates. Specifically, a machine for making copies of graphic matter. So the graphic matter is just the stuff on the paper, on the thing that it's a graphical thing and you're going to duplicate it and you need to put it in a machine. Oh, you could call it a duplicator, you could call it a Xerox machine, you could call it a copier, a scanner, so many different options of what you could call that. But the general idea is it's duplicating, so it is called a duplicator. Doop-loop-loop-loop-loop-loop. Duplicitous. That's the next word. D-U-P-L-I-C-I-T-O-U-S. Duplicitous. Adjective from 1928. Marked by duplicity. Also deceptive in words or actions. And we're going to have to move right on to that next word, but we have to first say duplicitously is an adverb. Duplicitously. So duplicitous is marked by duplicity and deceptive in words or actions. So I guess when you say something that's being deceptive, you're making it, you're duping somebody, you're making a dupe out of somebody. So, what is duplicity? Doop-doop-doop-doop-doop. Duplicity is a noun from the 15th century. 1. Contradictory doubleness of thought, speech, or action, especially the belying of one's true intentions by deceptive words or action. So, you are saying things, thinking things, doing things, but they contradict each other, and then you're hiding your true intentions by what you say or do. So you say or do things, but your true intentions, you're not saying them or doing them. They're just in your head. So that is duplicity, because you got two main things going on, what you do and what you're really thinking. Yeah, that's what I thought. 2. The quality or state of being double or twofold. So probably not a human, probably something else has duplicity. Or is duplicity? 3. The technically incorrect use of two or more distinct items in a single legal action. So examples of those distinct items would be claims, charges, or defenses. So it's the incorrect use of two or more claims, charges, or defenses in a single legal action. And I don't understand enough about the legal world to know why you would do this. What is going on here? Why is it incorrect usage of those? I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay, we got one more word. I think I talk kind of fast because we got through this pretty quickly. Doop, 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 doop. The last word. Oh, this is the beginning of the D-U-R section. D-U-R. It is the word durable. D-U-R-A-B-L-E. Adjective from the 14th century. Able to exist for a long time without significant deterioration. Also, designed to be durable is durable. As in, durable goods. Those are very strong, hardy goods. They come from the best stock around. They've got a good, strong heart. They're going to last so long. They're durable. Don't worry about them. You can throw them around. They're fine. They're great. They love it. A synonym is the word lasting. It's going to last a very long time. Durability is a noun. Durableness is also a noun. And durably is an adverb. Oh, I love it when things are durable. I have issues with stuff that's being made these days that is not durable. Your phones die within 2 years, usually. So many technology things that they're making these days, other things, they're made to be disposable and get rid of, and that is a problem because we're putting so much stuff in the dumpsters, in the dump, and we need things that are going to last a while, and it's all because of money. It's all because of money. Just this morning, I posted a video on my YouTube channel about how I got some issues with money, and it all stemmed from, my thoughts stemmed from the writer's strike that, oh, I don't know, you're listening to this at the end of May at the earliest, so it could still be going on, but I sure hope not, because that's a long time from now. Okay, it is word of the episode time, word of the episode time. We gotta pick a word of the episode, and it's gonna be something great. We had duplex, 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 duplex apartment, duplexer, duplicate, 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 duplicate bridge, duplication, duplicator. That would be a fun superhero villain name, the duplicator. I am just going to duplicate everything until you can't stand it anymore. The rest of the words, duplicitous, duplicity. And durable. What do we like? You know, nothing crazy here, really. Duplicity, yeah, I'm not a big fan of, you know, contradicting yourself. I think it's good when people are honest and true with their words and their actions and their stuff. So let's see. Duplicate bridge, I thought, was an interesting way to play a game, and I like that very much. Duplex. I didn't live in a duplex. Didn't live in a duplex apartment. I don't know. Let's just pick duplicate bridge. Duplicate bridge is a way to play bridge when everybody's got the same hands. Not really. And it's done with that song. Okay, let's talk about another movie. Brian and Charles. This is Brian, the character Brian, is a character that the actor has done a number of times in various TV shows mostly, and I can't think of his name. I want to say Kevin, but I could be wrong on that. He's British, and this is the story of he makes a robot, and what adventures does he have when he makes his robot? It's a very funny and odd and cute and sweet, and it's great. And what I learned is that it actually, they made a short first, which is often how many feature-length movies are made. They make a short, and then they're like, hey, that was a great short. Let's make a feature-length. Give us money, please. Thank you for the money. We're going to go make a feature-length movie now. Where am I going? Okay, I'm going to put the link to the short movie in the show notes. I haven't watched it yet, but I have it sitting here in my email to watch on Vimeo. I think it's like 17 minutes maybe. So hopefully by the time this airs, I will have seen it. But we'll see. But yeah, I'll put it in there, and I highly recommend it. And also, if you think the character is funny, go check him out in other things. I know he's in the TV show Afterlife by Ricky Gervais. Very good, a great, great show. The actor, I think, is also in the show Derek, also by Ricky Gervais, but I don't think it's the same character. Similar, but different. All right. I think that's all I got today. I very much appreciate you for being here. Go ahead and tell some people about it. Just hang out. Be good to the people. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.